defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Tell us your habits, your facts, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size.
I've been studying the New World Order for 35 years. I know their operations better than most of their top people. I know exactly how to beat them. And they've admitted that. And you know a person by their enemies. I know what I'm talking about. My guests know what they're talking about. They've already initiated an attempted theft of the election. But they have conditioned people that you're not supposed to say that, even though they're doing it in front of everybody. I could list it all. And leaving all the illegals on the ballot, hundreds of thousands of phantom voters that aren't even on the rolls everywhere, Texas, Michigan, everywhere. All the rigging of election news, Google not sending out alerts to Republicans to vote, but sending them to Democrats. There's been congressional testimony. It's all going on. And now they say, oh, it'll take weeks and weeks. Now, days ago, I said, watch, they're saying 2 or 3 days, then it'll be a week, 2 weeks. Now they're saying that. The Democrats are already scheduling big symposiums, Jamie Raskin and others, a few weeks after the election to talk about how the election's still going on. It's all scripted. And if we point out it's scripted, just like Kamala's town halls are rigged, and how ABC gave her the questions beforehand, just like they gave at CNN to Hillary, and how there's a coup, and how they installed Kamala, and how it's an ongoing coup, that's what you got to talk about. And now we've got this, and this broke last night, now it's everywhere. And within hours of it breaking, they called Trump's chief of staff, that was the person quoted, and they called the families that were there with Trump. Trump's the guy that denied his salary as president. Trump's the guy that constantly, a lot of times doesn't even tell people, pays for people's things. Trump said he was going to pay for this family because he liked them's funeral. And how do you turn something nice like that around? Oh, Trump said, this bill's too big. I'm not paying for some Mexican. And then they go look it up, and it's not true. The people they quote say, I didn't say that. And then Kelly, that globalist piece of garbage, has always been running around saying Hitler made pro-Hitler comments. And the witnesses say, no, he never did that. It's like the same lady, you know, from his administration that was low level saying, oh, the Secret Service said he grabbed the wheel of the car on January 6th and tried to crash it. They said, he didn't do that. Remember they said, Trump said all the Mexicans are criminals. Not even a quote anywhere near it. He said there's a lot of people coming across the border. A lot of them are just desperately leaving terrible situations, but a lot of them are hardcore criminals and smugglers and child molesters. That's not all Mexicans are criminals. They don't care. Just like they tell all these lies about me that aren't true. I sent people to pee on children's graves. No witnesses, no evidence, made up. But they put it all over the news. That's that guy that peed on kids' graves. That's that guy that killed those kids in Sandy Hook. You think Sandy Hook, you think Alex Jones, you don't think Adam Lanza. Headline, Trump, I need the kind of generals that Hitler had. Oh, the type that try to kill you? Mark Meadows denies report of Trump funeral cost comments. The Hill. The Atlantic report alleging Trump disparaged slain army private, blasted by families, others. Absolutely false. The slain soldier's sister, exploiting my sister's death for politics. Fox News. Sister of slain army private and others speak out after alleged 2020 Trump remarks, say it didn't happen. They were there. But it doesn't matter. Kamala Harris runs around saying Trump's Hitler and that Trump would invoke Hitler, the man who was responsible for the death of 6 million Jews. They're really trying to get Trump killed. Pray, says Charlie Kirk. Trump's chief of staff debunks Atlantic article. Cash Patel breaks on the disgusting lies of the Atlantic article about soldiers. Both the mother and the sister of Vanessa have spoken out in support of Trump and against the article. Don't hold your breath to see them on any mainstream media, but maybe Fox. Oh, remember, we keep hearing the last three election cycles with Trump. Only Republican ever get three nominations for president. We are going to continue to hear their secret tapes of him calling black people the N-word. Where are they? Maybe they've got their AI up to the point. But this is their October surprises. Let's hope this is it. It's not Israel striking Iran like they say they're going to do, or an escalation with war with Russia. But we are 12 days out from the fiasco of them in key battleground states again, magically finding the balance over several weeks to put Harris in, who was appointed by some shadowy coup group illegally. And here's the Atlantic article, already completely debunked. Made up, worse than birdcage liner, and that's how they operate. So, I got a lot of other news. I'll intersperse it with your calls here. But the reason they're panicking is all these reports we've got of exit polls around the country of Trump landslide. And that's why they've hit the panic button. MSNBC pushes armed insurrection to prevent Trump presidency. Played that three times yesterday. Want me to play it again? Dislodging these criminals is going to happen. The only question is how long does it take? But the whole world's turning against us because of the leadership we have that's going around bullying the planet. And they're running this country into the ground right now. And they're not giving up. All right, Joel, Truth Bomb, Mark, Chester, Carlos, Fix It All, Ken, Corey, Angel, Bart, Jeff. We're taking your phone calls right now on the election. What do you think is going to come next? How do we respond to them setting the table for martial law while saying Trump's going to do it? Why is it Trump speaking out against it? Joel in Idaho, you're on the air. Joel, go ahead.
Hi, Alex, and everyone listening. So Alex Jones is right. They're preparing to buffalo jump us like they did on January 6th. The illegals are a red herring. What they're doing is they're padding the votes. So when they make somebody freak out and start shooting people up, they're going to declare martial law and they're going to clamp down on us. We cannot react violently. Okay? This is a constitutional process. There's a court process that needs to happen. Trump needs to take these states to court, the ones that are openly declaring that they're going to let illegals vote. Okay? And once that happens, the judges will flip the vote, the electors back to Trump. So we cannot react violently. If we do that, we lose. So there's nothing you can do with your guns anyways that's going to change this. You can't compete with the U.S. military, and if you do, it will give them the legal justification to treat you like terrorists and round you up. That's why they're doing this. They're not doing it to win the election. They're setting us up. They're pushing us to the edge, and they're going to buffalo jump us off the edge. That's what's going to happen, okay? So just chill out. Go on your X and on your Facebook and disavow any violence that we know is going to happen because they're going to push their people out to go out and react that way, and then they're going to blame us for it. So we have to get ahead of it. Trump needs to get ahead of it and say, okay, they're going to let illegals vote, fine, but we're going to collect the proof of them doing this. They're planning on doing it, and they're openly talking about it. So there's your starting proof right there. And then when you go through the process, you go through the voter rolls, they'll be like, okay, yeah, 500,000 illegals did vote in this state. Okay, well then, Harris doesn't get these electors. It's an automatic process. So don't overreact. Calm down. They're gonna agitate you for weeks after this. It's going to be like Bush and Gore in 2000.
Okay, I agree with you, but I want to be 100% clear. And I don't disagree with how you're saying it, but I want to just be clear. It's not like we've got a problem with Trump supporters or populists getting violent. The globalists are going to provide the false flags. Come on. So we need to be ready for that.
Right, right, exactly. So don't react to it. Disavow it, because we know what they're going to do. So get ahead of it and say, I'm not going to do anything, and these people, these are paid actors. They're not even real, okay? Or they're crazy people, and they've been given a gun and said, go do whatever you want to do. So it's not us. We're not going to do anything. There's nothing we can do anyway. So we have to just let the process play out, and at the end of this process, we will come out victorious. Because Trump's going to win. That's why they're doing this.
The absolutely. You can see the fear in their eyes. We caught the hot mic or the lip reading. They've confirmed with them knowing they're losing. They are scared because they're the criminals. They have a lot to hide. Thank you so much, Joel. And by the way, I just posted on X a two-year-old headline from the London Guardian. That's an old recycled lie they just put back out. Literally from the Jeffrey Epstein publication. Look it up. Atlantic Monthly. Trump wanted Pentagon generals to be like Second World War Nazis, book says. Same crap, John Kelly. So they just took an old lie that's debunked, stuck it with a new one, and the family and the witnesses and the people they quoted say, this is a total lie. But they think it'll hit enough Hispanic people to go, well, I was going to vote for him, but he said, I don't want to help a damn Mexican. That's why I just offered out of the goodness of my heart to pay for the funeral. What? Does that even make sense? Trump is so in control of himself.